This is a great doubt of the human mind. Not that they doubt the teacher or the teaching or the method, they doubt themselves. Because they are so let down, so put down, so looked down upon for hundreds, billions of years. After incarnation after reincarnation, and they are brainwashed into believing that they are nothing. That they are only sinful beings and they could never become anything. And this is not the teaching of Jesus. Jesus says, whatever I can do today, you can do also. No? Didn't he say so? Yes, he did. Yeah. What does that mean? He didn't say, I am the only one that can do all these miracle things and all saving things, the preaching and liberating work. He said, you will do the same. You can do the same. You might even do better. I think he said something like, you might even do better, no? Yes? Oh, that's great. I praise him. I praise him. I love him. I worship Jesus. That is what he's teaching. And we forgot all about that. We believe in what the church and the priest tell us. We are sinful. Without Jesus, we go to hell. If Jesus come back again, he will cry his soul out. Because his teaching has been distorted and tortured into such sense, into such a shape. And he did cry. He does cry. He's crying. Some of my disciples meditating and contacting Jesus inside. He's now not on the earth plane. He was in a higher dimension, that's all. Jesus never died. His body only disappeared on earth. But his soul body, the everlasting, is always existing. He's only working in another dimension with a higher intelligent people. Easier to teach than ours. I'm sorry, it's again too straightforward, it's no good. But that's what he told me. Anyhow, I'm sorry, you don't need to believe that. It's difficult to tell the truth sometimes. Yeah, you must forgive my whatever. Anyhow, so my disciples meditate, and because they were born Catholic, yeah, and believer, Catholic believer, so naturally they will contact Jesus or Maria, yeah. And lately, 2 weeks ago, when I was in Taiwan still, she came to me and told me Jesus was crying. And I said, why is that? She said, because he thinks his children believing in his name are going down to the lower scale of existence. Only believing in his name, but not knowing the way to reach him. Therefore, they get no liberation. And then he cries because of his children's ignorance. And because of the harm the first belief has done to them. And of course, when I hear this, I also want to cry. And my tear did not flow out, it only flowed inside. And that's even more painful. Because I don't know what else can I do to fulfill his left behind mission for him, that he would stop crying. You see, once you left this physical world, even if you were a very high master, you cannot help the physical beings anymore, except through an inner communication, which is very difficult to reach by the most human beings, except by some exceptional persons have a kind of telepathy, inborn nature, or by their own previous life practicing, they are left with some, how you say, psychic power or the inner communication, how you say, ability. You understand? You understand what I mean? Or we might call it the sixth sense or the seventh sense, the higher dimension understanding. Then you may even see Jesus without practicing any prior meditation. Some of them are very receptive. And when they are in the most sincere moment, pray to him, then they might contact him now and again. Or they may contact the Buddha or the saints of the past. This happened. It doesn't mean very often though. But if we practice our method, it's very sure we can see these things. And we can learn from them a great deal of things. That's how we learn more about the truth. Not by the words of mouth, not by any preaching or doctrines, but by self-intuition, self-learning. When we go into a higher dimensions, we will see different saintly beings of a higher order of intelligence. They might have gone to the higher worlds to teach others, or they might be prepared to teach us in the near future. And they have a greater intelligence and more scientific wisdom than us. They live in a higher world and a more so-called civilization. What their civilization is, we cannot imagine by our own limited human brain. We can only perceive when we go within by meditation, by deep contemplating. And this way we can offer you through the Guanyin method. It's called the method of immediate enlightenment. Now you may hear a lot about enlightenment method, and I do agree that there are quite a few ways to enlightenment. But the one, the highest one, is the only one road. And you go from different way, then you must go through there, and then you go up. And this way is through the inner light and the inner vibration. The vibration, yesterday I have told you, this is what the Bible say, the word. That in the beginning was a word, and the word was with God. But the word was God then. With God, but was God. So this is what in the Tao Te Ching they say, Tao Bu Ke Tao, Ming Bu Ke Ming. The name you cannot name. This is the word in the Bible. And the sharp in the Hindu scriptures. And the Guan Yin, or what you call the sound hearing method of the Buddhist canons. In the Buddhist scriptures, the Buddha said that the best and the only way to reach Buddhahood is through contemplating the inner sound or the sound stream. But in the Bible, it doesn't say how you contemplate. It only states that you must go within and listen to the inner sound. Fan wen wen zi xin. You go within and contemplate your own nature. So now we are confused as what it is by our own nature. Our own nature, if we refer to the Bible, is very easy to understand. When we refer both back and forth, then we can understand each other very quickly. What is our own nature? That means we are born from it. Is that not so? The self-nature is mean we are born from that. That means our own nature. It's like the nature of this table is wood, no? Huh? Is that, we can say so. It's understandable for everyone. We can say it's made of wood, but it's the nature. Its nature is wood. It's like that. Now, our self-nature is what? If the Buddha tells us to go within and listen to the self-nature or the sound stream, that means our self-nature is a kind of sounding, it's a kind of vibration. And now in the Bible, it also says, in the Word, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Then this sound, this Word, is our self-nature. Because everything was made by this Word, and there's nothing made that is not made by this. So we know from the Bible that everything was made by the vibration, by this Word, or sound, or inner vibration. And now Buddha say the same. Listen to your own self-nature by turning your hearing inward. Now, to turn your hearing inward and hear your self-nature, there must be some sound to hear. Otherwise, he would tell you, turn your toe inward and feel your own nature, no? Or turn your hand inside and scratch your own nature. No, he said, turn your hearing. Turn your hearing inward and hear your self-nature. And the Bible also not say you are made of anything. It says everything was made by this Word. Word is something sounding, something vibrating. Because of the language barrier, sometimes we use it so differently. The old ancient word means vibration. That's it. Just like in the Tao Te Ching, Lao Tzu says, the name which cannot be named, but you can hear it without ears. You can see it without eyes. It is the same thing all over again. All the Bible scripture mention the same, this vibration, the original of all things. So we know that the inborn nature, our self-nature, or Buddha nature, is the Word. It's the sound, it's the vibration. So the only remaining question is how to contact this inborn nature or God, because the Word was God. Everything was made by it, and there's nothing made that is not made by it. So now, because also in the Bible it is said, God made man in his own image. So we have some clue now. Is it not so? Everything was made by the Word, and the Word was God. And then God made man in his own image. So there's no doubt. 2 and 2 is 4. God is that Word. And the Word is our origin. And we and the Word are the same. We are God and the same. We and God are the same, because God made man in his own image. And then in the other side, the Word, everything came from this Word. The Word was God. So, can you understand now? You see now? Is it clear enough or not? Are you sleeping? Then we sleep together. If I speak very lousy, you're welcome to throw tomatoes. If not so lousy, then respond. Because we are studying together, not I'm preaching to you. Understand that? We are all same nature. Everything was made by God, or this Word, or this self-nature. So do not make me a God and sit there like a statues and waiting for me to preach you some high-reaching sermon or thing like that. This is very scary. You understand? Yeah. We should become equal in order to understand each other and cooperate in order to communicate. Yeah. I do not like to sit like a guru and so big deal, make a fuss out of everything. I sincerely want to discuss with you our question, our problems, which I have before, and which I know you now carry in your heart. And if I have discovered something new, I tell you, and if it's incorrect, you may tell me. Yeah. If you know something better, later you can also tell me. Yeah. This is better atmosphere like that. So now we know the Bible and the English Sutra spoken the same thing. So the only remaining question is how to find the self nature, or this word, or this is God. So to know God is to know this word. Is it not so? We come back to the conclusion, because the word was God, and everything was made by it. I mean, God made man in his own image. So we come from this word, or this God. Actually, the word, if the word was God, now we do some intellectual wrestling, just for the sake of fun. Now, if the Bible say the word was God, or the word with God, and then the word was God, then why isn't, why didn't he so just simply say, in the beginning was the word, or the word was God, or in the beginning was God? Isn't that not so more simple? Why does he have to say, in the beginning was the word, and then the word was with God, and then come back again, then the word was God? Why didn't he say the word was God, or in the beginning was the word? Forget about God. Or if there is God, then forget about the word. What is it so complicated for? Who knows? Please raise your hand. You know? Yeah. That's good. You're enlightened. 1 point for you. An A for you. In American, A is good? Yeah? Oh, okay. Oh, thanks God. Otherwise, no trouble. Yeah. Therefore, we learn from Buddhism as that also they say in the beginning there is nothing. Non-existence. And then also we learn from the Tao Te Ching, it means the Taoism. It says also in the beginning there is nothing, only Tao. And then the Ming, the name come. Name, that is the vibration, the word. Yeah? In the Western we say the word, and maybe in Chinese at that time they say the name. So the difference between the language make us confused and make other religions separate and fighting each other. This is a pity. We should not do so. And in the beginning there was only God, what we call the love ocean, and there's nothing at all. No vibration, no light, no darkness, no thinking, no moving. And then the moving arise, the movement arise, that is the word, the vibration. And then everything became created. So actually, the word isn't God, but the word is God. Without God, there is no word, no sound. And without sound, we don't know God. That is what it is. Probably what that it means. Just like the ocean, if there is no waves, understand? It seems not like an ocean, but a big pool. I think a peaceful lake, yeah? Because the lake is peaceful and there's no wave. So the oceans have waves. We all know that. And the waves arise from the ocean, but the ocean actually has no waves. Is it clear? So, and also the same things with all things in the oceans. The fish, squid, yeah, and all the living beings and the non-living beings in the oceans are also arise from the ocean. Is it not so? The temperature and the movement in the earth and the combination of the oceans, the atmosphere and temperature and movement make all things become existing in the ocean. But they are ocean-born. So similarly, the vibration arises in the God blissful, I'll say, ocean of mercy and love. And then all things, by combining with the force of nature, there were two forces then arise. Any movement will kind of creating a force, or two forces. One is the pro and one is contra. So we call in Chinese yin and yang. And we call in Western terminology negativity and positivity. And so this negativity and positivity, when they are mixed together, or somehow integrated with each other, then they create the third thing. And that's how all things come into existence. I don't know if I'm so far, too far. It's just like the electricity, there is the two poles, no? One is the negative, one is positive, and the plus and the minus put together, then it have a power. It's what we call electric power, and then it start our movement, and our light and everything else we need. Actually, the electricity is neither positive nor negative. But without positive, without negative, we have no electricity. And so, the same with all things. God is neither good or bad. He is only an ocean of indifference and love. He knows no hatred. He knows no dirty and no bad and no sins. Therefore, we call him the ocean of love and mercy. He discriminates not between the bad and the good, the beauty and the ugly. So we call him the ocean of love. But the ocean of love only may be difficult for us to understand.